on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, this is Mike from Pasadena. Am I a bad dad for making my kids earn air conditioning this summer?
Bro, what?
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the Parent Panel. If you've never done a Parent Panel with us before, Jess, what is this?
I don't know anymore. Okay. So parents call in and they share, you know, a real life situation that they're going through, and someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just try to see how we got there in the first place and try to see the situation from their perspective as well.
So how would a kid earn? Why? What does that mean? I'm sorry.
So, all right. So I got a smart thermostat thing, and I locked the actual thing that's on the wall, but I can control it from my app while I'm at work. So,
well, how are your kids?
So I got a daughter who's 15. My son is 17.
Okay, they're older.
And, you know, every summer, you know, teenagers, they're home, and all they do is they sleep, and there's things that need to get done, and electricity is expensive. So all I ask is they actually get up at a decent hour, do some of the things I ask them to do. As soon as it's done, they send me a picture. They text me a picture. They did it, and boom, AC is on, and they're as comfortable as they want to be. But look, if you're going to sleep all day long, you know, maybe you're going to be a little warm doing that until you actually get up and get things done.
So you'll run it, and then you basically turn it off when you go to work. So these kids have to get up, get out of bed, and if they want to have air conditioning, then, like, they got to, like, get the chores done.
Yeah.
They're going to be a little warm, and then dad's saying, like, you can't touch the thermostat unless you get your chores.
I don't necessarily agree with this, because here's my thing. Like, if you have chores, and I'm just speaking, like, from my past experience, like, let's say I had a list of things that I had to get done. Did I wake up at a decent hour and get them done right away? No. But did I make sure they were done before my mom got home? Yeah. So I think that's kind of messed up that they're going to be sitting in hot yoga type vibes, almost passing out from a heat stroke because they're not doing the chores the minute they wake up.
Well, what's the consensus of this? How's the family taking this?
Well, my wife's not thrilled with it. My daughter thinks I'm the worst dad ever. Man. My son, you know, he's accusing me of violating his human rights. So it's, you know, it's not going over great, but Did they get their chores done yesterday? Did they send me pictures? Yes. And were they comfortable the rest of the day? Yes. So the system works.
Yeah.
It's just they're fighting me all along the way with it.
I mean, I don't know that I hate it. Well, let's, like, talk through this. So Mike is saying, listen, like, my kids can be nice and comfortable this summer. They just got to get up and get their chores done. I put my thermostat behind, like a plexiglass kind of box. Is that I'm trying to, like, visualize it. Is that what it is?
No, it's actually, like, on the thermostat itself, you can set a lock so no one can touch the panel.
Yeah, I'm sure there's, like, a passcode.
And it can only be operated through the app.
Got it, okay.
It's a smart thermostat.
So basically, my kids can't touch the thermostat, and, like,
It's giving you're getting, like, drunk off the power that you have. It's kind of crazy.
I won't let them touch the thermostat until they do their chores. They then send me a picture that all their chores are done, and then I will unlock the thermostat so they can have... They're basically earning their air conditioning. Is that the wrong thing to do? Let's get a parent panel put together. We need some parents on the phone for this. 410-583-1065. Jess?
Man, take away, like, a gaming console, not forcing your kids to go to a cooling center because they're about to die. Like, I just think that is... No, at this point, I just think that's so crazy. Like, to take away the AC is wild. If you want to, like, limit screen time, sure. Like, figure something else out. I just think that's going too far at this point.
We tried that. Screen time thing doesn't work with them. You can't take away their games. You can't take away their screen time. They're immune to that kind of stuff. Now, physical discomfort is the only thing that motivates children in this day and age. This is what I have found.
I mean, they're not going to die. We've all had to live through a broken air conditioning before.
Yes,
so it's like,
you're right. Broken, yeah. But the fact that it's being, like, dangled in front of them is weird.
I mean, I'm not saying it's, like, the most
it's just a
humane,
weird thing to gamble
maybe not
with.
Most humane thing to do. But, like, is it bad parenting? I mean, listen, my dad used to hit me with a belt. Is this better than getting hit with a belt? Sure. So it's like...
I don't know if it is. I went through that too. To be honest, at least I was over in a second. I didn't wake up out of breath because I thought I couldn't breathe because the air was so thick in my home.
let's get a parent panel put together. Sheila in Catonsville, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this the wrong move to make, you think, to make kids earn air conditioning?
No, I think it's brilliant. Because kids need to learn discipline. You don't get paid before you do your job, right? And I think that teenagers, you know, taking their screen time and doing things that people normally do just doesn't work. You got to think outside of the box. And yeah, they're uncomfortable, but, you know, not everybody's comfortable while they're working, right? It's just teaching them that you got to do the thing before you get the reward, right? And teenagers sleeping till noon. I mean, what's that teaching them, right? Who sleeps till noon?
Teenagers.
It's not a good routine.
Right, literally the only time. It's the only time in your life that you're doing that. Also, he's not.
But at 17, though, I mean, should they be sleeping till noon or should
My thing is, like, as long as the chores get done, why does it have to happen at like 6 o'clock in the morning? You know what I mean? He's not saying they're not doing anything. He wants them to get up when he wants them to get up. If it gets done, why does it matter if it gets done at 7 a.m. versus 3 p.m. before he gets home?
Well, he said a reasonable time. I mean, you know, 10 maybe reason. I don't know if he said 6 o'clock. I think that is a little extreme, but people get up at 6 o'clock and go to work. Teenagers are going to be adults one day. So, you know, it's building routine. It's teaching them that you can't just sleep all day. Yeah, it's nice to, but there's soon to be adults who are going to be in the working world who have to get up early and, you know, don't have the luxury of sleeping all summer. Yeah, you got to get up and get it done.
Hey, they can get up and get air conditioned when they want it. Basically, it's there, and that's what he's saying. So, I mean, that may be for you, not the worst thing. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Bill on 2 in Rosedale.
Yo, Bill, what's up? I mean, he's saying, like, listen, they can have air conditioning whenever they want it. They just got to get up and earn it. Like, they're not going to get 1 ounce of air conditioning until they get their chores done. Is that the wrong thing to do?
Absolutely not.
You love it.
You know, we're making our kids too soft. What? They need to earn stuff. Having AC is a privilege.
It's a privilege, Jessica. It's 103 in July, typically, but who cares?
Yeah, like, who cares? Like,
do you have air conditioning?
Who cares?
No, not Bill. Bill didn't grow up with air conditioning problems. Look at Bill. He's tough.
Who
you know
cares?
What I mean? Bill's tough over
Migraines,
here.
Migraines, who cares?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right?
I didn't have AC.
Look at Bill.
When growing up.
Does Bill sound weak to you, Jessica?
Bill, no, but
Bill's
see,
tough.
Here's my thing, though. In your voice, Bill, I feel like it's coming from a place of hurt. And I want a deep diver in that. You know, it's kind of like this is a safe place.
No, Bill's tough, man.
This is a safe place.
Bill's tough.
It is a safe place, but listen.
No AC. No AC up in here.
Are way too soft these days. They need to know that they have to earn stuff. And as far as, like, you know, doing your chores at 5:59, you know, before I come home at 6.
Before you get home, it gets done. What's wrong with that?
Listen. The early bird gets the worm.
Yo.
If they wake up early.
But they don't need the worm right now. That's the thing. Like, they don't want the worm right now. Dang. Like, honestly, do I sleep all day? No. I haven't done that since I was a teenager. But I did it when I was a teenager. It's the only time in your life that you get to be a kid. Like, let them be a kid and, like, turn on the AC. Like, dang.
I think parents love this. Let's take one more. Who is this?
This is Pam in Fulston on 5.
Pam, we'll give you final vote here. We're going 3 for 3. He literally says, I'm going to keep my air conditioning off until my kids do all their chores. I mean, is that the right thing to do?
Jess, you are so outvoted here.
Pam, no!
Why? Explain it. Explain it, Jess. She doesn't understand it.
I really don't.
Like, parents love this.
I really don't. It's breaking my heart.
These kids are so entitled today and so lazy.
Everything. We don't even know these kids. What if they get good grades? We're out here lying on their name. We don't know anything about these kids.
I got good grades, and I grew up with a box fan. Give him a box fan.
Give him a box fan, Jessica. Give him a box fan. Put it in the window or something. I don't know. I mean, look, listen, everybody's
right.
Fine. You know?
Oh, my God.
They're fine.
This man is so smart.
No!
So smart.
I can't believe you don't agree with this. I'm always on your side, but you lose.
You lose, Jess. Listen to that. You lose.
I mean, get it done.
Mike,
why?
It sounds like, Mike, you win. I mean, people are saying you win this one, brother. So it's like, congratulations on this.
Yeah,
like,
well, I feel validated. I'm going to play it for my wife. I think, look, it's not such a big deal. Like, they're kids. They will recover. They can absolutely survive this. And they're going to thank me. Years from now, they're going to thank me for this.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.